Welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. It's Thursday. That means, almost always, that means open forum. And today it means 2 hours of open forum with our own Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And open forum is for anyone, anyone at all, can call with a question, 888-318-7884. That's 888-31-TRUTH. If you have a question about any aspect of the Catholic faith, we're happy to take that. But also, if you have a question of a more of a broader nature, maybe you got a question about morals, a philosophical question, a question maybe you want justification for why people believe in God, something like that. Or if you got a science question or a Doctor Who question, Jimmy will take those as well. 888-318-7884. I'll tell you right now, though, I'm going to give that number out one more time right now, and then I'm going to switch to another number for the rest of the hour, because in addition to it being an open forum today and we being open for any question that you have, it's also our last opportunity to raise funds this quarter. So today we'll be doing a little bit of fundraising in between answering questions. So the question and answer line, the question, if you have a question for Jimmy today, whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. And hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Cy. We have some business we need to take care of. The first thing to mention is we have a donors who have been very generous and have put up a $15,000 matching challenge for this hour. So we need people to help us meet that challenge. Every dollar that you give will be matched by the generosity of other donors, up to $15,000. And they've been very generous to make that possible. And now we need you to be very generous, too. The number to call is 888-291-8000. I'm used to the call-in line, too.
I know, yeah.
888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online there. But if you call 888-291-8000, we have many members of the Catholic Answers staff who are sitting at their desks. They put aside their work for the day, for this part of the day, so that they can take your call. So they're making themselves available to you to get you through the process as quickly and easily as possible. It just takes mere minutes, mere moments. And I see we have bunches of lines open right now. So we have lots of people standing by waiting to take your call right now. It's important that we make this match because it's been dicey.
Yeah.
The last couple of days, especially yesterday. And now it's the last day of our drive. So you mentioned we're not going to be talking about fundraising for the next quarter.
Yeah.
And that means this is it. We really try to keep the fundraising to a minimum. You know, some places like PBS, they'll do a week plus a weekend, you know, for fundraising. And they'll talk about it all day, every day. We talk about it only for part of the show, only during 3 days of the week. So it's actually less than 6 hours every quarter is what we devote to that. And it's really probably about 3 hours because we're also answering questions during that same time. And so we really try to keep it to a minimum. And that means when we do come to you and ask for your support, we really need you to give it in a timely way. So please do give a call, 888-291-8000. We still have lots of people standing by with open lines, I can see. 888-291-8000, and please help us make that $15,000 matching challenge for this hour.
You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All of that, either place that you make your pledge, it will be covered by the match. Sergio in McAllen, Texas, I'm going to come to you in just a quick second. Let me just do this one last bit of business before we go to calls. You may have said this, but if you did, I missed it. We met our match last hour yesterday. And so we told people we'd let them know, and we did meet our match.
But it was close.
It was very
down
close.
To the wire.
And we've got this match this hour. If we make the match this hour, we're in very, very good shape. It gets us just that much closer to being fully funded for the next 3 months. And it's kind of a big number to get fully funded, but there is hope that we can do it today. 888-291-8000. Please fill up those lines. 888-291-8000. 8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you want to know about some gifts that we have, I'll go over those after we talk with Sergio in Texas. But you can also ask the person on the line about those gifts and what levels you need to give at, or it's in a little menu there at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Sergio, thanks for waiting. Sergio's listening on Facebook Live. Your question for Jimmy.
Yes, good afternoon, Jimmy and Si. Jimmy, a big fan. I really enjoy your podcast, Jimmy's Mysterious World. And I love your book, the newest one, The Bible is a Catholic Book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And tomorrow's
Bible study, and I'm going to order some extra copies to give to these young kids. That way they can learn more about it.
Wonderful. What can I do for you today?
One of the students asked me a question about what the two beasts in Revelation represent. And I know that you already have written on this subject, so that's why I called.
Okay. Well, this is a matter of opinion. The church doesn't have a teaching on what the two beasts are, but I can tell you what my opinion is, which is well received in scholarship. There are a lot of scholars who agree. Okay. With the opinion I have to offer. Basically, if we look at the information we have about the beast, the beast from the sea, who's introduced in Revelation 13, we're told several things about this beast. One of them is it has seven heads, and these heads are later in chapter 17 identified as both seven mountains and seven kings. We're also told that the beast demands worship, that people all over the world worship the beast, that it persecutes Christians, and that its number is 666. Also, in context, in the book of Revelation, at the very beginning and the end, it says this is going to happen soon. So that means at least the bulk of the book of Revelation, not the 1,000 years, that's obviously not soon, but because that's a long period of time. But the bulk of the book of Revelation, we should look early in church history for fulfillment. So if you look early in church history and you say, what's a plausible candidate for the beast? I would say the first century line of Roman emperors. And I would say that for several reasons. The first one is Rome was famous for being built on seven hills, you know, the Aventine Hill, the Palatine Hill, and so forth. Interestingly, Vatican Hill is not one of those. It's on the wrong side of the Tiber. It's not one of the seven hills of Rome. Rome had a line of what were effectively kings. Now, they didn't call themselves kings, but everyone knew what they were. That's why you have people saying, we have no king but Caesar in the New Testament. He was functionally a king and everybody knew it. And there was this line of emperors, starting with Augustus in the first century, then Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, and so on. Then if you look at that line of emperors, and you look particularly at Nero, well, Nero persecuted Christians. He, after the Great Fire of Rome that broke out in AD 64, he initiated a persecution of Christians in Rome, and among others, he killed St. Peter, and then his officials killed St. Paul. And so you have that fulfilled. And then guess what happens if you add up Nero Caesar in Hebrew or Aramaic? Because back then they didn't have separate numbers from letters. The letters would double as numbers.
Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And if you add up Nero Caesar spelled one way in Greek or in Aramaic or Hebrew, you get 666. It's the number of the beast.
Yeah.
You add it up, spell it a slightly different way, you add it up, it's 616. Guess what? There are some manuscripts of Revelation that give the number of the beast as 616 instead of 666. So it looks like somebody early on who was writing those manuscripts was cued in
to this
fact.
Yeah.
So you put all those pieces together, I would say the beast is the line of first century Roman emperors and is associated in a particular way with Nero, but not only Nero. In fact, Nero seems to be dead at the time Revelation is written because we're told of the kings, five are fallen and one is. So five of the seven kings are already dead. That would be Augustus, Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, and Nero. So it looks like Revelation was written immediately after Nero's reign during the reign of his successor, Galba. So that's who the beast from the sea is. But we also have this other beast who's described as the beast from the land. And the beast from the land has, number one, he's from the land instead of the sea. Number two, he has two horns like a lamb, we're told. And despite the fact he's kind of like a lamb, he speaks like a dragon, and he gets people to worship the beast from the sea. Now, this beast is often identified with the false prophet who we read about in Revelation, and he's also identified with the cult of emperor worship, which various emperors, starting with Augustus, but it got even more intense later on, various Roman emperors either agreed to be worshipped or even encouraged or demanded other people worship them. Like Caligula wanted to put his statue in the temple in Jerusalem and rename it as the temple of Gaius Caesar, the new Zeus, you know, after himself.
Yeah.
So the cult of emperor worship certainly seems to be involved with who the second beast is. I have a question in my mind because the second beast has the two horns like a lamb and he comes from the land, from the earth. Well, the sea is oftentimes a symbol of pagan nations in biblical symbolism. So like we're even told in Revelation that, you know, it represents many peoples and tongues and nations and things like that. And in contrast to the sea, the land often means the Holy Land.
Okay.
And so I have a question in my mind. Could the beast from the land represent Jewish collaborators who, because a lamb is also sacred to Jews. It was one of the sacrificial animals in the temple. And it's like a counterfeit Christ. And so part of me wonders, is this second beast some kind of Jewish collaborator, movement of Jewish collaborators who are in with the Romans and in some way compromising or promoting emperor worship? That may or may not be the case, but the cult of emperor worship is definitely something that the beast from the land is involved with.
Sergio, thank you very much for that call. Our number here, 888-291-8000, that's the number to make your pledge to Catholic Answers Live, and I will appeal to you again because only four lines occupied right now, and I don't know, we've got 12, 13, 14 people on the lines this afternoon so far to take your calls. Everybody who you'll speak to when you call is a member of the staff here at Catholic Answers. They're delighted to answer any questions that you've got. They can get you through quickly if you need to get through quickly. If you want to share with them a little bit about what, you know, why Catholic Answers mean something to you, they share them with us when you do that, and we'd love to hear it. But we have a $15,000 match this hour. We have struggled a little bit in recent hours in this pledge drive to make our matches. And with $15,000 on the line, it would be wonderful to see those lines start to fill up. 888-291-8000. If you give $100 right now, it's going to be $200. If you give $1,000, it's going to be $2,000. And we've got an hour and 45 minutes left of fundraising for this quarter. So to help us pay the bills for the next quarter, we need your call. 888-291-8000.
And in this hour, we've got 45 minutes basically, and we need to raise still $13,000. So we have our work cut out for us. One of the things that I mentioned yesterday is the fact that we have donors who support the program who aren't even Catholic. You know, they recognize the value that the program provides to them and to other people. And even though they're not even Catholic, they support the program financially so that it can do its work. And that's really a lesson to all of us who are Catholic. So if you're Catholic and you benefit from the program and you recognize the good it does for you and for other people, you know, think about the fact that there are even non-Catholics supporting it. And, you know, I would take that as a personal challenge. If I'm a Catholic and I see value in this and I know non-Catholics are stepping up to help it keep going forward, that would motivate me to step up to help keep it going forward as well.
And as you, I'm sure, can imagine, the intensity of the question, the struggle over basic moral issues in our society, it just gets hotter and hotter. And we need a voice of reason there. We're here to share the faith. We're here to share the teachings of the Catholic Church. And we're here to share the person of Jesus Christ. But often that means answering basic moral questions about why, for example, we would resist sex change kind of procedures on children, which is something that is we're moving towards, why we would want to protect the unborn, why we want to protect the elderly and the disabled from a growing suicide culture. If you want to be part of that and you want to support A Voice of Sanity in those areas, we would appreciate your help right now, 888-291-8000. And I want to encourage recurring givers, so let me encourage you a little bit. If you can give a recurring gift, first of all, the thing to be assured of is if you give a recurring gift of $10 a month right now, the person who is matching our donations is going to match the whole $120 today. So you're going to get a year to pay that $120, $10 a month over 12 months, but it's going to be matched $120 today. So if that encourages you, then please pick up that phone, 888-291-8000, and call. But also, we have a couple publishers who have made books available to us that we can give to you
as thank yous.
As thank yous, if you're able to pledge at an $18 a month pledge level or more. So if maybe you could make that $18 a month pledge right now, every dollar of that is going to be matched immediately. And then we can send you Father Donald Calloway's newest book, Consecration to Saint Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. And we'll also send you, from the depths of our hearts, the new and very exciting, much talked about book from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Cardinal Sarah. We can send you both of those if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more.
And let's talk about that book for a second, because it deals with the subject of priestly celibacy. And it's something that Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah obviously feel very strongly about, because they called it From the Depths of Our Hearts.
Yeah, right.
And you don't put that title on something unless you really feel you got something very important to say about it. And Benedict, Sarah is a great writer. Benedict is an extraordinary writer. And I know I'm looking forward to seeing what Benedict has to say. So if you're interested in what former Pope Benedict has to say on a subject that's really important and that he feels very strongly about, then take this as an opportunity. Make that pledge of $18 or more a month, and you'll get both From the Depths of Our Hearts by former Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah, and also Consecration to Saint Joseph.
888-291-8000 is the number. One line open now, so they're starting to fill up. If you ever get a busy signal, you can just try again, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. Hey, maybe you're one of those people who can really, you have the means, you've been blessed in such a way that you can make a larger monthly pledge. If you can make a $45 or more per month pledge, we were able to send you those two books, but we'll also send you the 5-DVD set with 10 different DVD lessons from the wonderful biblical scholar, Dr. Michael Barber. It's called Salvation, New Life in Christ. It also comes with a study guide book. And you know, everything that they do over at Augustine Institute is very high quality. We can send you all of that if you can pledge at $45 a month or a one-time gift of $500. We've got $15,000 match to use up. We need your help now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's go back to the phones, the other phone line. Let's go to, well, let me see. I'm sorry, I'm flipping between screens here. Yeah, we'll go to Ty in Houston, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Ty, thank you so much for your call. Your question for Jimmy.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you for taking my call. And I just want to say that I don't know that I could ever express how valuable and how important I feel the service you guys provide to us is. It's pretty mind-blowing. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm sure everyone else is listening.
Thank you, Tom.
My question, my friends, is I'm going to have to be fessed up and say that it's actually to some degree a bit embarrassing for me, because I feel like I should know this, being a cradle Catholic, and there's something that I feel that I'm missing, or perhaps have even forgotten. And specifically, I don't know that I completely and fully understand the true reason that God required His Son to come to earth and suffer as He did and die for us in order for us to forget sins. And I realize that that's a fundamental part of our religion, and perhaps that's part of the element that's kind of embarrassing to me, is for some reason I don't recall ever having been taught that or what I was taught about that. And the second part of that is during Mass, at the time the gifts are presented to God after they become the body and blood of our Lord, why is it that we offer up a sacrifice of our Lord to God on Sunday? What gives us the right to be able to, and again, my lack of understanding, sacrifice our Lord on a
okay.
regular basis?
Thank you very much, Ty.
To address the first question, it can be answered in a number of different ways about why God chose this means to accomplish our redemption. He didn't have to do that. He's omnipotent. He can do anything. And so he didn't need to do it this way. He could have done it other ways. He could have just forgiven our sins without any equivalent of Jesus's sacrifice. So in looking for an answer, I mean, one way you can answer is to say, well, to fulfill Old Testament prophecies about like Isaiah's suffering servant and so forth from Isaiah 53. But that only raises the question, well, why did God prophesy that in the first place?
Yeah,
there needs to be
right.
some deeper reason. And if God didn't do it because he needed to, that suggests we should look to us as the reason God chose to do it this way, that he benefits us by choosing this means rather than some other means, like, for example, teaching us some kind of lesson or lessons by doing it this way. And I would propose that he teaches us at least two lessons by having Jesus die on the cross. The first one is he teaches us just how bad our sins are, that they required the death of the Son of God to atone for them. So it shows us the gravity of our sins and thus motivates us to stop sinning, among other things. But the second thing that it does is it shows us just how much God loves us, that he was willing to do this for us. And so, God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, you know, God is love, as John says in 1 John, and this is a tangible demonstration of just how much God loves us in spite of our sins. In terms of the second part of the question, you know, what gives us the right to offer the Eucharistic sacrifice? And we should mention, you know, Jesus does not die again in this sacrifice. Not all sacrifices involve death. In fact, in Romans 12, Paul talks about how all of us should offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice by how we live our lives. And in the case of Jesus, you know, he died once for all, as the book of Hebrews says, so he's now forever alive in heaven, but he still offers himself to God in and through the Eucharist as a living sacrifice, both in heaven and on the altar. And as to why we're the ones who are authorized to offer it, the sacrifice on the altar, it's because Jesus himself authorized us to do it. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so he's the one who told us to perform the Eucharistic sacrifice. That's where our authorization comes from, and that's where our obligation to do this comes from, because he gave us a mandate.
Ty, thank you for that question. I hope you'll continue to call as you have questions occur to you. I didn't find that question embarrassing at all. I thought that those were fantastic questions, and you're always welcome here, Ty. Our number, 888-291-8000, that's the number to make your pledge as we try to use every dollar up of this $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we have this hour. About half of our lines are full. Every single one of those lines is manned or womaned, I suppose, by someone here at Catholic Answers, one of our colleagues, one of our friends who works here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000.
Now, Cy, in a minute, we're going to need to go to a break so that stations can do their station identification and things like that. That's mandated by the FCC. And you know what that means is this is a great time for you to call, because we have lines that are open. You won't miss any questions. It takes, you know, I don't know, 60 seconds, 90 seconds
yeah.
to go through the process to make your donation. You can do that and be back listening to the radio before the break is even over. So this is a wonderful time to call. It's 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We really do need your help. We need about $10,000 in the next 30 minutes if we're going to make the challenge for this hour. And that means we're going to need some people who are able to make those larger donations. You know, maybe you can give $500 either one time or spread out over a period of 12 months. Cy, I know we have a special gift that you mentioned for people who are able to give $500. That includes not only the book by Ignatius Press, Consecration to St. Joseph, it also includes the other Ignatius Press book by Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah
from the depths of our hearts.
And then it also includes the Salvation multi-DVD set by Michael Barber, along with the study guide book that accompanies that. So we have a lot of value we'd like to be able to thank you with if you're able to make one of those donations that's larger, either the $45 a month or the $500 one time. Also, in addition to that, if you're able to give $1,000 or more, either all at once or spread out over a year, we have a giving society we'd like to enroll you in. It's called the Catholic Answers President's Club. And if you're able to donate $1,000 or more over the course of a year, then you get the benefits of being in the President's Club. But please do think about that. Please do call in during the break. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or call 888-291-8000. Now is the time. We need you now. And here comes the break.
Whole lot of lines open. 888-291-8000. $15,000 dollar for dollar match.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Are your friends or family discouraging you from becoming Catholic?
We can help on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Exciting time around here. It always is the last, as we come into the last hour or so of our pledge drive, our only quarterly we come to you, only for 6 hours each quarter, and we don't even use up those 6 hours because we still try to do our regular job. Right now, we got 90 minutes to finish up. Finish up the entire pledge drive. We have 30 minutes to use up the current match of $15,000. $15,000 on the line right now. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge of support. You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Yesterday, I got to say thank you to Jonathan in Abuja, Nigeria for going online and making his pledge. I just want you to know, anywhere in the world, You should be able to. I don't know about North Korea. All right, if you're in North Korea, God bless you. Thanks for listening. I don't know how the internet works there, but anywhere else in the world, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's going to work, and your support means everything to us. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we want to thank people who've been donating, including Patrick, who's donated $500, and Jason, who's donated $1,000. Joseph has donated $200. George and Margaret have both donated $100. Other people donating many different amounts, but thank you so much. We are on our way to meeting the goal for this hour, but we're still a long way away from it. So please keep the lines busy. 888-291-8000. Once again, the number is 888-291-8000, and we have some lines open, I can see. So we have Catholic Answers staffers sitting at their desks waiting to take your call. Also, as Cy mentioned, you can, from anywhere in the world, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com any time of day, 24/7. So if you're maybe listening not live but via podcast, you can go to Catholic Answers Radio right now. Keep listening, but you can make your donation online no matter when it is and no matter where you are.
Let us do our usual day job while you, there's a couple lines open still, so I'll just give out that number one more time, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. On the line, we have Matt in Indiana coming to us, he's listening to us on Skype. I don't even know how that works, but I'm happy you're here, Matt. Your question for Jimmy.
Hi, I'm a Protestant.
Uh-huh.
I have a question, two questions, actually. The first one is about the doctrine of papal infallibility.
Okay, what's the question?
My question is, so specifically, Pope Eugene IV in 1439 at the Council of Florence declared that whoever wants to go to heaven needs to be a part of the Catholic Church. And then the thing is that in Vatican II, and I'm happy to give you the citations for this if you want them, they said that the Muslims can go to heaven. So I'm wondering,
it didn't say that, actually, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says in Vatican II, and I believe it was...
it's Lumen Gentium.
Or mm-hmm. in Nostra Aetate. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the Muslims strive to submit wholeheartedly to God, even to his unscrutable decrees, just as did Abraham, with whom the Islamic faith is pleased to associate itself. And it also said that... the Islamic faith binds us to the one true God. And that
it didn't use that language. That's a paraphrase.
Okay. Would you be, what did it say?
Well, so it says different things in different passages. Now, the passage you just read from Nostra Aetate is a factual description of Islam. I mean, Muslims do strive to submit themselves to God's decrees, even when they're inscrutable, and they do associate themselves and are pleased to associate themselves with Abraham. So those are all actually rather neutral statements. It doesn't say there that Muslims go to heaven. On the other hand, it doesn't deny that Muslims can go to heaven. It's the text, that text doesn't address the issue one way or the other. A text that gets a little closer to addressing the subject is found in Lumen Gentium, which is the dogmatic constitution on the church. And there what it says is the plan of salvation also includes Muslims. And some people have said, well, if it says the plan of salvation also includes Muslims, that means Muslims go to heaven. Actually, the phrase, and I'm just saying this because I'm super careful about reading church documents, the phrase is ambiguous. People have also pointed out that, well, the plan of salvation includes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
God offers the possibility of salvation to everybody. And so this isn't clear as a positive affirmation that some Muslims are going to go to heaven. Now, I think some Muslims are going to go to heaven. And the Catholic Church does not have a problem with that. Whoever will be saved through Jesus Christ. And they will have to have some kind of saving union with Jesus Christ, even if they're not conscious of it during this life. It's like Jews who were righteous and followed God before the time of Jesus. You know, there were people, in fact, we talked about this just yesterday, so you might want to go back and listen to yesterday's show for a little more information on this. But Jews who were, I believe it was yesterday, it was within the last
Yeah, as I recall, yesterday, yeah.
Jews who died shortly before Jesus, but who followed God's will for their lives and who trusted in his grace, they went to heaven because of Jesus Christ. So they had a saving relationship with Jesus, even though they weren't aware of that saving relationship with Jesus in this life. They then got to heaven and found out, oh, Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah, and it was his death that caused my sins to be forgiven. Praise God. And it'll be the same for Jews who died shortly after Jesus but never got to hear the gospel, you know, because they were, say, way over in Spain, and they died the year after the crucifixion, and there wasn't time for the gospel to get to them. They'll be saved in the same way, through the death of Jesus Christ, even though they didn't realize in this life that's how it would work. And the same thing is true of everybody. People who are innocently unaware of the fact that they need to become Christians can be saved by God's grace, as Paul hints in Romans, where he talks about how the consciences of Gentiles may accuse or excuse them on the day of judgment. And that applies to Muslims who are innocently unaware of the truth of the gospel as well. They'll be saved through Jesus Christ, and they'll find out that fact on the other side. In terms of how does that square with the teaching that one needs to be a member of the church and how that's related to salvation? Well, it's true. If, you know, Jesus founded his church, and he founded the Catholic Church specifically, and if you know that it's his will for you to become a member of the Catholic Church, then that's what you need to do. If you say, I know Jesus wants that and I just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, then you're cutting yourself off from Jesus. You're defying his will in something that's a grave matter. I'm not saying you are, Matt. I can't judge your heart. But in principle, if someone knew, not just has heard, but knew that Jesus founded the Catholic Church and wants you to be a member of it, then you better become a member of it. Otherwise, you're willfully defying him on a grave matter that's connected with salvation. But if you, through no fault of your own, are unaware of that truth, and you nevertheless seek to do God's will and rely on his grace, then you are put into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ and thus his church. So you're not like completely unconnected from his church. This is one of the things that has been recognized. Now, you mentioned Pope Eugene back in the 1400s. Already at that time, it was recognized that catechumens, people who were planning on being baptized and becoming Christian, that they could be saved even though they weren't sacramentally baptized yet. So they weren't visibly, outwardly members of the church yet, but they could still have a spiritual saving union with Christ and his church through their desire for baptism. And in the same way, it's been recognized through subsequent centuries that that principle applies to anybody. Even if they don't have a conscious desire for baptism, if they have a desire to do God's will and be forgiven by him and trust in his grace, then that will put them in the same kind of relationship with Christ and his church, even if it's not a conscious desire for baptism. It's an implicit desire for baptism, because that's what they would want if they knew the truth.
Matt, I know you have more questions. We are in the midst of the last 80 minutes of our pledge drive, so I'm going to ask you if you'll call again Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah. We do open forum every Tuesday and Thursday. We would be very happy to have your call.
Very happy.
And I don't want to give you short shrift. I want you to know we'll spend as much time as we can with you. You just got to call back on a Tuesday, maybe Tuesday or Thursday next week during open forum. Thank you so much. The reason I have a little urgency in my voice is we have a $15,000 match. We're not very close yet to using that up for this hour. About 20 minutes left in the hour and almost every line open. So I know, folks, if you're anything like me, there are lots of folks who, you know, you wait until the last minute. I actually usually wait until after the last minute. I'm just one of those. That's my personality. But if you've waited until the last minute, we're coming now into the last minutes of the pledge drive. So if you were thinking about, you know, I do want to make a $10 pledge. You know, that $10 pledge right now is doubled to $20 when you make that pledge. Maybe you're someone who can make a $100 or a $1,000 pledge. It's doubled as long as we have this match on, up to $15,000. The number to call is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. 800-291-8000, or you can go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all counts towards the match. While we have all these lines open, I want to let you know again all the benefits of being a recurring donor, of setting up a monthly recurring donation. The benefit to us, the primary benefit to us is that's a monthly amount that we know we have a base that we can kind of build off of each month. For ask anybody in a nonprofit, you'd love to have those monthly donors because it builds that base each, or gives you an established base each month. But the other part of that is that, say you could pledge that $10 a month, that's $120 over the year. Our matching donor is going to match every dollar of that today, right now. So you're completely matched right now. If that's not enough benefits for you, I'm sure that for many people it is, but I just want to give you even more encouragement. If you can make a monthly recurring pledge while we've got all these lines open, it's a perfect time to do it. If you can make that recurring pledge of $18 or more, we have two fantastic books to send you. I mean, Father Donald Calloway, just a beloved spiritual guide and priest, has written a book called Consecration to Saint Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. I can tell you this, guaranteed, it's never hurt anyone to be closer to Saint Joseph. That day has never dawned. But also another book, From the Depths of Our Hearts, from Pope Emeritus Benedict and from Cardinal Sarah. We'll send you both of those if you can make a recurring monthly pledge of $18 a month or more. 888-291-8000. One last thing before we go back to other callers who have questions for Jimmy. If you are one of those especially blessed people that can make a monthly pledge of $45 a month or more, we can also give you the latest in the Lexio DVD series from the Augustine Institute, 5 DVD set on salvation, new life in Christ. It also comes with a workbook, a study guidebook that goes with it.
Very thick one, it looks like. I mean, yeah. So that's like half an inch or more, 3/4 of an inch thick. There's going to be a lot of value in that.
Right. And we want to get it out to you if you can make that pledge of $45 a month or more, or if you can make a one-time gift of $500. Now, lines are filling up. I will make one last appeal. Okay, I see you, Nick. I'm going to go to the break. I will make one last appeal to that person who can, a really generous person from Texas, just called and gave a $2,500 gift. I mean, God, thank you so much. There are people who are blessed in such a way that they are able
That's
to do
Mary.
That. Thank you, Mary, so much. If you're one of those people and you could extend that blessing to us, perfect time for it right now, and we're very, very grateful. 888-291-8000. We will be right back.
Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Thank you so much for folks filling up the lines. One line open now that allows us to go back to callers who have called with their questions. As you heard Protestant folks calling, Catholic folks calling, you're always welcome to call with your question, even if you're not a Christian. Anybody can call. Jimmy?
Yeah, we have some comments here from people who've donated. Matthew and Laura have donated $18, and they say, we enjoy your show both on the radio and on YouTube. Always informative, interesting, and respectful to all. And those are goals that we really strive for. We really want to be informative, we want to be interesting, and we always want to be respectful to all. Now, we're humans, but that's the goal, and I think we do better than some.
And that's kind of a little bit of a reveal there, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You're human.
Yeah.
Well, against
figuratively speaking.
Okay. All right. Because you're always a little cagey about that. All right, Josh.
Other people suspect me of not being human. I don't know why.
Josh in Buffalo, New York, watching on YouTube Live. You are up next, Josh. Your question for Jimmy.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. So, yesterday at lunch, my Protestant coworker told me that in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 10, mm-hmm. it explains that the whole idea of having priests is part of the old covenant. Mm-hmm. And because of that, that Jesus being new covenant fulfills this. And he ultimately told me that that's why we don't need priests. And I was wondering if you can explain to me what this verse means.
Okay. So do you have it in front of you? I'd love to hear it from the translation you're using. If you don't, that's okay. Okay. So I'll read it from a common Protestant translation. This is from the New International Version. And Hebrews says they, and it's referring to various practices like offering gifts at the temple and offering sacrifices at the temple. It says they are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. Now, you back up a little bit to get a little more context, starting with the previous verse. Actually, back up a couple of verses. He says the Holy Spirit, actually, we'd need to back up quite a bit to get the beginning of the context. But he's talking about how the high priest would enter the sanctuary at the temple just once a year and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people. He says the Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still functioning. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered, by the way, notice that site being offered, the temple is still standing, were not able to clear the conscience of the worshiper. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. So from a Catholic perspective, yeah, all that's true. The Mosaic requirements like don't eat this or, offer this kind of sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem, all that's done away with by Christ in the new order, in the new covenant. So that's true. But it doesn't say anything about, and there are no more priests now. Doesn't say anything like that. In fact, Hebrews talks about Christ as our high priest. So we know that the new covenant involves at least one priest. Do we have evidence of the new covenant involving other priests? Well, you read St. Peter's letters, and he talks about how we are all a kingdom of priests as Christians. And that actually parallels something in the Old Testament, because Peter's not making up this phrase, kingdom of priests. He's not making that up. That's from the Old Testament, where God tells Israel that Israel is going to be a kingdom of priests. And Israel also had a high priest. You know, it was initially Aaron, but later Aaron's descendants. So you had a high priest, and you had this common priesthood of all Israelites, and you had a kind of middle priesthood that ministered at the temple. You could call it the ministerial priesthood. So you had this kind of, it's kind of like a pyramid. You had the high priest at the top, the other ministerial priests who also worked at the temple with him, and then the common priesthood of all Israelites at the bottom. And we know from the passages I just mentioned in Hebrews and in 1 Peter that we have two of those three. In the new covenant, we have Christ as the high priest of the new covenant. We have the ordinary common priesthood of ordinary Christians at the bottom. Wonder if there's a parallel to that middle ministerial priesthood as well. Well, it so happens that St. Paul, you know, he was a minister, and he says that he was called to the priestly work. This is in Romans. This is in Romans 15. He says he was called to the priestly work of offering the Gentiles to God. And so he conceptualizes his role as a full-time minister of Christ as being priestly in a special way that sets him apart from other people who are the Gentiles that he's offering to God. So he has a special ministerial role that's different than them. And consequently, it looks like we've got all three in both the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. We have a high priest at the top, we have a ministerial priesthood that helps other people come to God, and then we have the common priesthood of everybody who's a member in the covenant, whether it's the Israelites in the Old Covenant or Christians in the New Covenant. So yeah, it's true. These various things that were Jewish ritual requirements, they all passed away. The same point is made in Colossians 2, if you want to look at that. But That doesn't say we don't have priests in the New Covenant. In fact, we do.
Thank you for the call. Again, we're just kind of moving along because we have some business to do today in addition to answering calls.
Just a little bit.
The business we have to do is to raise the money to in order to fund our operations here at Catholic Answers Live for the next 3 months. That's how it works. We pay the bills by asking you to donate towards getting the bills paid. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. About half of our lines are open, and I really want to thank people because just a few moments ago, making an appeal to folks, lots of people picked up the phone and called.
You
filled up all the lines, and I have to say, I mentioned the recurring gifts, how important they are to us. And out of the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 people who called, it looks like almost every one of them is a recurring gift. That's not to say that not every gift is important. I'm not trying to denigrate everything, but I do appreciate the kindness of picking up the phone and making that monthly pledge, having asked you to do that. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Got gifts that publishers have made available to us that we can give you to say thanks for those recurring gifts. So those folks who just made that $18 or $20 gift, any gift of a recurring gift over $18 a month, they got the Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father from Donald Calloway, and the brand new book from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Cardinal Sarah, From the Depths of Our Hearts.
So, Cy, I have some good news. We have met our match for this hour. But we have another $15,000 match coming for the next hour, so we still need to hear from you. Please help us get a head start on that so we can meet that one, too. Keep calling in. We're in the last few minutes of the show. Cy, since we were able to meet our challenge for this hour, why don't we go ahead and take one more call before the end of this hour? Let's talk to Marianne, if possible.
888-291-8000. The number 888-291-8000. More than half the lines available now, or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As Jimmy said, on the line, we have Marianne in North Dakota listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Marianne, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Jimmy.
Hello. First, thanks. I'm glad you made your match. And thanks to all the apologists and to you, Jimmy Akin, for all that I've learned through your Catholic Answers Live. I appreciate it. And my question, I think, is pretty simple.
Okay.
It's when, after I bless myself, I've learned that we always add a little phrase, "Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever, amen." And I notice a lot of people don't say that, and I'm wondering, oh, where did I get that from? Except I got it at home, but It must have came further than that.
My understanding is, so this is based on a Latin phrase, Laudator Jesus Christus, and that's used in some religious orders, like the Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate, as a greeting. And then the other part of that, now and forever, amen, or in secula seculorum, amen, is used as the reply. So it's used, both parts of that are used as a greeting and a reply in some religious orders. And I would guess that your family may have had contact with one of those religious orders or with people who had contact with it. And that's probably where it came from.
Thanks a lot. I sure appreciate it. And God bless all of you.
You too.
Thank you for your kind words. This is a perfect time if you're ready to make your pledge. I'll tell you what.
It is perfect because we're going to be going into the break again. And this time it's several minutes long.
Yep.
So we have time for lots of folks to get through. The number is 888-291-8000. Saw you were going to say?
I was going to say our pledge drive, because of the podcast and people listening later and all that, it goes on until about Sunday night. You can always donate at the donation page, but that's what we'll consider the pledge drive till about Sunday night. And I just want to inform you of this because I want you to be fully up to date. So if you took what we are right now, between now and Sunday night, we're about $60,000 away. So that is not at all impossible, but it is a big number. So I share it with you so you know, by Sunday night, if people listen to the podcast, you listening now, respond. we'll make that $60,000 and we'll be fully funded for the next 3 months.
And people will still get the gifts if they give through Sunday.
Right.
It's still part of this drive. You'll still get the book Consecration to St. Joseph. You'll still get Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah's new book, From the Depths of Our Hearts. And you'll still get the Lectio Salvation by Michael Barber, multi-DVD set and workbook. But we need you to call now. Help us get a start on the $15,000 we need to raise in the next hour. Perfect time to call. You'll get through. You won't miss anything. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We know it's unlikely, although it's always possible in God's providence, that we'll make the whole $60,000 in the next hour. But just have that number in mind as you pick up the phone and call. That's where we got to get to. But as Jimmy said, we'll have a match for next hour, another exciting hour, and then we are done. No more fundraising for 3 months after this. So perfect time to pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.